Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning, we learn about the Berkshire Immigrant Center and their second One World Celebration, a virtual performance of music and poetry honoring cultural diversity and supporting their crucial work serving local immigrants. We have a wonderful panel this morning to tell us all about it. The Berkshire Immigrant Center's Executive Director, Michelle Lopez, is here. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us today.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Lorena is a senior caseworker. Lorena, the correct way of pronouncing your last name is what?
Deuce.
Simple as that. Senior caseworker, yeah. Lorena Deuce, thank you very much for being with us. And James Warwick is here as well, acclaimed actor and director of TV, stage, and film, and who will be the MC of the One World Celebration that is taking place on the 13th. James, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. All right, Michelle, let's go to you first. Give us an idea of just what the last year has been like for the Berkshire Immigrant Center.
We have obviously had to pivot, like most businesses and organizations, but luckily we have come out on the other side, I would say, bigger and stronger, being able to reach more clients than ever before, being able to offer them virtual and in-person services. And we've just been so lucky with the generous outpouring of the community, individuals, and business sponsors, donors, so that we can continue our crucial work.
So tell us a little bit about that crucial work and a little bit of a history of how you came about and what that work is.
Yeah, of course. So we see over 700 clients from over 65 countries per year. We estimate that there are about 10,000 immigrants in and around the Berkshire County area, and we help them with low-cost and free immigration services and citizenship classes to prepare for their naturalization test. We were founded by the Jewish Federation of the Berkshires in 1997 and have been a fiscally sponsored nonprofit for the past 24 years and are transitioning to becoming our own independent 501c3 this next fiscal year.
When you look at the work, Lorena, and you're part of it as a senior caseworker, give us a sense of what your day is like. I mean, not just today, but the average day, if there is such a thing.
Yeah. So I meet with clients Monday through Thursday. We usually have 3 or 4 appointments a day. And we do assessment on what their immigration needs are. We also make a plan on what the next steps will be, which is mostly filling out forms for their applications with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. We do this in several languages, mostly English and Spanish, but we also are able to have appointments in Russian and in French and Portuguese. And then the rest of the day is mostly, you know, because we provide legal services, we need to keep track of everything pretty well. So that means that we have to type notes, do follow-ups, and we do a lot of advocacy too, which requires that we are on the phone a lot, making sure that our clients are being treated correctly, that they're, you know, that they can apply for benefits and how to do that. So we help with all of that too.
What, give us an idea of the need of how many immigrants you're serving and what that has been like over the past several months of the workload.
So as Michelle said, we have been busier than ever, actually. Yeah. It's been incredible. We are mostly working from home, but that hasn't stopped us from meeting with clients. So obviously during the pandemic, the need changed a little bit because a lot of our clients lost their jobs. So we had to come up with some ideas on how to help them, and we've been able to raise over $500,000 to help our clients with emergency funds that is covering their basic needs for, you know, rent, electricity, gas, et cetera. But also, obviously, they still have immigration needs. So, you know, we assist our clients with applying for a green card for the first time or renewing it, or bringing a family member in, or applying for citizenship, applying for a tourist visa or other visas to come into the country. So that need has been there. it's just taking a little longer now because obviously everything shut down for a while. So sure. The processing times are longer. You know, everything is taking longer, but thankfully our clients, you know, are still coming and waiting patiently.
So let us go to you, Michelle, back to you of telling us about the One World Celebration. It is your second one you're doing. It will be a virtual performance taking place on the 13th. So give us a sense of this event, why it's so important, and ultimately what will be happening. And then we'll go to James for some more details.
Yes, Sunday, 5 p.m. on our YouTube channel, Berkshire Immigrant Center. You can also find the link on our Facebook page and our website, berkshireic.org. The event is free, thanks to many of our business sponsors and individual donors. And the event features several poetry readings from the new poetry anthology, What They Bring, Poems of Immigration and Migration, edited by Jim Haba and Irene Willis. Irene is a local Berkshire resident, and there will also be pieces by several local and international musicians, and all of the artists and readers that are performing in the 1 hour and a several minute virtual performance are representing many different countries and cultures, Palestine, Haiti, Chile, Mexico, Vietnam, Cuba, and several American-born performers as well. So we're very excited and thrilled and hope to be able to offer the same celebration next year in person.
Well, James Warwick, you are the lucky man who gets to be the ringmaster for all of this. So give us a sense of your role in bringing this all together.
Well, first of all, I was incredibly honored to be asked to MC this event because 20 years ago, I was offered a job here. And then the chaos started because I had to prove that I wasn't going to be a drain on the American economy and applied for various visas, H1, O1, I seem to remember. And the job was something I'd done in England, Camelot. I played King Arthur in Camelot, a Liverpool playhouse. And the U.S. producers saw me do that and asked me to go come to America on a 9-month bus and truck tour. We went to every single state in America except three, and I saw just how extraordinary this country is from a long journey, 45,000 miles actually, in the back of a bus. The sheer size and the natural beauty. 90 plus languages spoken in Los Angeles schools, the fusion of cultures and traditions. It was a turning point for me in my life. And when I was asked by the Berkshire Immigrant Center to host this, I thought back to those years when I, although I'd been offered a job, I had to follow through with quite a complex set of legal requirements and visas, and I ended up by doing a play on Broadway, actually, after that. And 10 years later, Barack Obama became president, and I thought, oh, no, now is the time, because I wanted to be able to participate in this country that had been so welcoming to me. I became a citizen. It took about 5 years, but I became a citizen in 2014. And I think it's the best thing I've ever done for myself in my life. I love it. I love this country. And so I hope to be able to give something back on Sunday on the One World Celebration.
Who was, what did you play in Camelot when you were on the road?
King Arthur.
Yeah. So you were leading the charge.
I was leading the charge.
So that must have been an amazing opportunity.
Oh, it was extraordinary. I think they'd come up... rarely. Robert Goulet had been out on tour before me with the same producers, and they felt that they wanted a change of pace and possible nationality. They wanted King Arthur to see what an English person would do with that. So that's really the start.
Yeah.
of my life in America.
You don't want Robert Goulet to be typecasted. That is fascinating. So, Michelle, ultimately, what opportunity does this give the community to learn about the Berkshire Immigrant Center?
It's really the opportunity to reflect on the immigrant experience and how much immigrants enrich our area. I hope that it causes people to remember and reflect on their own immigrant story or that of their loved ones and, past family members, just to, basically absorb the ideology of the title of this celebration, One World. Borders are man-made and passports are a social construct, and we are all one and we all belong to the same planet. And I hope that people are just in a celebratory and inspired mood when they are watching this virtual celebration. That's really what it's all about, this remembering that we are together and we all make each other better.
I made only brief mention of this, but I would like to highlight the point that June is National Immigrant Heritage Month. So, Lorena, what do you think we should take that and how we should commemorate that?
Well, our great nation was created by people with families that originally came from other countries. So in June, we want to celebrate the strength that this diversity created. And we encourage people to share their immigrant stories, their families, their friends. They can also share it on our Facebook page, Berkshire Immigrant Center, and they can post a photo, a recipe, a poem, or anything to share with our followers on why or how they celebrate their immigrant heritage. Immigrants definitely make this country better, and we want to honor them, not only in June, but definitely we want to honor them and we want to tell their stories.
And same question for you, James, as to the importance and what you think Immigrant Heritage Month should mean to people.
Well, coming from a little island called Great Britain, England is the size of Louisiana, roughly. And bringing together these different nationalities and cultures and backgrounds, I would love to see everybody who arrive here be given an equal opportunity.
And Michelle, we'll end with you.
I really can't do nothing more than echo what Lorena and James said. We're just, elated to be part of this welcoming community and are trying to do everything that we can to ensure that it improves and that there is equitable access for everyone, especially immigrants coming to this country and being welcomed and receiving everything that they deserve.
The One World Celebration is free to watch thanks to many generous sponsors. Donations are welcome, of course. You can find out more about the Berkshire Immigrant Center and their services and all the great work that they do by going to berkshireic.org. berkshireic.org. You can also learn more by just writing to them, Berkshire Immigrant Center, 67 East Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 01201. Michelle, Lorena, James, I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope you have a beautiful event on Sunday, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Again, you can find out more information at berkshireic.org. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.